Yeah, I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands for the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, you missed the deer hunting story, so, but they'll never go away.
They're always lies.
Right, yeah. You can listen to the podcast if you're curious. but anyway, we've got a great guest in the studio with us right now. It's Andy from Wealthy Street and Hall Street Bakery. He's the proprietor there. And this guy is doing some crazy cool stuff. I've come to love this place because it's a bakery, but it's a lot more. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me.
Man,
yeah,
we're glad you're here.
And really, with Thanksgiving coming, that's how the idea sounded like super cool, because you're not going to talk about anything we can throw on the grill necessarily, although you can. But when Thanksgiving comes along, some people just can't bake very well.
Right. It's a whole different thing. Cooking and baking, I own two bakeries, but I'm not a baker at all. They wouldn't trust me back
really?
There at all.
Oh,
I,
that's I'm a little behind the baseball.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like a bald barber, right? I am.
You're saying there's hope for me?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a cook and whatnot. I can do that. Uh-huh. I ran the smokehouse for the family business, so I've got some experience with that. And I'm a big green egg guy, so we've done plenty of turkeys and stuff on there. But yeah, the baking part. I leave that to the pros. I have a great pastry manager who's been with us for years and years and years and has all this tons of experience, and she just crushes it out.
Yeah, man. I've used a lot of the product. I say used. I've been fortunate enough to either use it for catering or in our own home, and everybody is just amazed at the quality of the baked goods. And it's like, wow, where'd you get that? And I'm like, hey, this is easy, man.
And here's what Jop and I like to use is your rolls. It's like a baguette dough or something like that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so we do a challah roll that we do for you guys a lot. And then also there's the small focaccia rolls too. So focaccia will be a little bit drier, a little bit more olive oil based. Challah rolls and egg-based bread. And a little
bit. The ones I get aren't hollow at all. They're really solid.
Hearty, yeah.
So we do those. And then for Thanksgiving, we also do our Italian rosemary in a roll form, too. So that goes really good with your turkey.
Well, and we're talking about rolls, because Jop and I use rolls all the time. But on one job, catering gig I did, I knew I needed some dipping bread.
Yeah.
And the lady I give my orders to, she said, oh, I've got just the bread for you. And she said, I'll get you some French bread. So you made four loaves of your French bread. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a really solid French bread. We have really solid sourdough, but the French has a nice little crust on it. We do it in baguettes and then a couple different like loaf sizes.
Okay, this was like a Yugo. This thing was this big.
Yeah, that was
probably.
We put
two of them in a bag and it's like, oh, I can do my workout right now.
Yeah, so that was, we do a 4-pound loaf.
It was a 4-pounder, I thought.
So we do those for caterings and stuff, but we also, that's what we use in our kitchen personally.
So a 4-pound loaf of bread. Wow, that's a huge loaf of bread. But now, is that sliced for sandwiches generally, or
whatever you want? Yeah, you can do it whole, or we can slice it for you.
Okay,
but,
then you. But when you use it in your own kitchen, it's not like a pull apart. You're going to dip in the oil.
No, no, you can do however you.
Well,
like.
She asked me if I wanted them sliced, and I was gonna. I used them for dipping because we had a couple of different things going on at this party, and I sliced it about an inch thick. And then sliced it into ribbons.
Okay.
And the people were, I mean, all the barbecue I brought was almost second class to the dipping.
Oh, yeah.
They cleaned up.
Yeah, right. It just becomes part of your life the other day. But I just said that to my wife the other day. We had some bread from the bakery. I was like, man, this stuff is good. You know, like you forget about it. It just becomes part of work or whatever.
And I'll tie this in with a couple other sponsors. And you guys are now sponsors, which thank you so much. But Garrett's Appliance gave me a sample of a new product they've got, and it's a dipping seasoning, and they come in a can. So I took some good EVO from Old World Olive Company, put it in those cans, and then sliced your bread up with it. And all I need now is to wrap up, like a Schmoe's beer with it or something.
Yeah, right. But that's where I was going to ask you. You took the bread. What was the dip? So
it was like a butter parmesan maybe or something. Okay. And I just used their garlic EVO, and which, I mean, I can just drink.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always got a big bottle of that on my counter in the kitchen. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Shasta, I'm getting low. Yeah. So hit me.
So Andy, if I'm planning my holiday meal, my Thanksgiving meal right now, you know, you kind of get going on it later in the show. We're going to have Tim Sobey on. We're going to talk about fresh turkeys.
Yeah.
Right. But with regard to the dinner rolls, what do I ask for when I come in? I feel like you've got such a variety that I need to understand maybe the differences between them so that I can make that right decision.
Yeah, and the type of bread you're used to or you really like, you know, if I come in and say, hey, you know, we like to go down to Gulf Shores and there's a place that is the home of the Throwed Roll, and their rolls are big and light and fluffy. Mm-hmm. What would that be, a fluffier one? You do something like that.
So the focaccia roll will be airier.
Okay.
Like you said, the challah roll, which you guys have had, is not airy.
Okay.
It is dense.
You'll hurt someone if you throw that.
Yeah, it soaks up a lot of gravy.
That's not a bad thing.
We have all of our stuff available online right now for pre-order and stuff,
where
you can call us. It's never too early, but
so
we'll
crank
out. So
they can tell you the type of texture and crust and... If it's a bread or a roll or a mini loaf or a baguette,
we're pretty well versed. And if whoever answers the phone for you that time, they can always transfer you over to Stephanie, who's our pastry manager, or me, or there's always somebody well versed.
So the wealthy street is very close to my son's house, and every time I go in there, whether I'm picking up a catering gig or just going in for a cup of coffee, or because I love walking in. Your staff is so nice.
Well, thank you. That's the goal, man.
It is a big deal.
That's the battle is what
it is.
That's
a big deal.
Right. And it's busy in there.
Always.
Always busy. You know, I would say that I've been there all days, all times.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll have a catering on a Sunday or Saturday night, so I'll go in Saturday morning because everything's better fresh and they're always fresh and wonderful. Man, there's a line out the door sometimes.
Yeah. I can see the success coming at you like a pit bull.
It's
like Sobeys. When you go in, you can feel the energy in the air.
No, it's cool. I just did the numbers for last month, and last month alone between the two locations, we had over 30,000 people through the door.
Wow.
In a month.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah,
in an economy that's not great.
Yeah. Right. But it's worth every penny of what you're getting because it's fresh, it's handmade. Amen, it's local, right? It doesn't come in on a truck. The ingredients are in the back and the product comes out the front.
But you're drawing in the people that want really good stuff.
Oh yeah.
And we'll spend the money.
Right.
No matter how we feel about, you know, the cost of milk or gas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we always kind of said, or I've heard before, kind of told myself, is I won't say recession-proof, but people are still going to treat themselves to that.
I agree.
You know, that small thing. They might not take a vacation or a new car. But,
I agree.
They're gravitating to quality.
Yeah, if you're providing the quality or the service or something they enjoy, they'll still do it.
Yeah. Well, Andy, I got a few more questions for you. Stick around for the next segment, and we're going to cover desserts. Because I think that's a big one that people might takes too much time to do for the Thanksgiving holiday, and you guys could do it for us.
But remember, I'm still doing that fasting thing, okay? And I'm so hungry.
I can see it's working great, Bob. You're Mr. Grilling, guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.